Something big is happening in the growing movement against fracking. From New York, where I live, to communities across the country, people are standing up to say no to fracking and to natural gas. People understand that fracking is not safe, and no matter what the gas and oil industry tells them, they're not willing to leave a toxic legacy for their children. People know that not only does fracking poison our water, it also poisons our air with cancer-causing fumes. It fills our rivers with radioactive wastewater, and it even causes earthquakes like the one that shook Youngstown, Ohio this past New Year's Eve. Fracking is bringing us closer to climate disaster. Big oil and gas corporations would have us believe that we need natural gas, that cancer, climate change, and earthquakes are just the price of keeping the lights on. But we know better. We know the truth. And the truth is that renewable energy technology is available to us today. There's just too much at stake. And thankfully, there's a grassroots uprising underway in every corner of our country to reject fracked gas and demand renewable energy. From North Dakota to California, Colorado to North Carolina, people are organizing and calling on their town councils, state legislators, governors, and Congress members. They're demanding American communities be put before corporate profits, demanding we invest in real solutions, not a bridge to nowhere. And that's exactly what happened in New York, where grassroots action forced the state to adopt a moratorium on fracking. And that's what's going to happen in Ohio on June 17, when we hold a big mass action in Columbus to call for an end to fracking and injection wells in that state. The main event will be a large People's Congress that takes over the Capitol Dome, where we'll pass the laws we want to see regarding fracking and renewable energy in Ohio. This should be the largest rally yet against fracking, a pivotal day, not only for people in Ohio, but for people across the country who are organizing to protect their communities. This isn't just about my backyard or your backyard, it's about everyone's backyard, the future of our energy system and the future of our planet. So, I beg you, I implore you to join us in Ohio. Thanks.